This would be the Drysdale vignette entitled Pruning Shrubs Number 2, 3, 2, 1. In this final in a series on pruning in the garden, I'll talk about pruning evergreens. Hi, Mark Drysdale. Details after this. 3, 2, 1. Do you have a large blue spruce tree planted where it's starting to hang over your walkway or worse still, your driveway? If so, you probably have in mind pruning the tree severely so that you'll still be able to use the walk or driveway. Beware. If you prune major branches from trees such as spruce, no new branches or foliage will be produced where you make the cuts. What you'll end up with is a huge bare spot on the tree, and you'll also stand a good chance of moving the tree into a rapid state of decline. The best way to assure that large spruces remain healthy for many years is to leave all of their bottom branches intact, no pruning at all. Fine, you say, but what do you do if the tree that is crowding the driver walkway is a real problem? The answer isn't simple. First of all, the tree or trees should not have been planted so close to a house, walk, or driveway. Once that's been done, there is one remedial task that you can do each year to prevent the tree from getting too large. But it must be done every year in the spring, and it must be done before the tree gets too large. What you need to do each spring immediately after the new soft growth has developed is cut all these new growth back by about two-thirds. That is, remove two-thirds of each new growth over the entire tree, including the leader. This is easily done using a pair of grass clipping shears about the third week of June while the new growths are still soft. It's most important that it be done every year. I'm Art Drysdale.